You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
By my count, more than 50 artists have covered Going to a Go-Go, and on behalf of music fans everywhere, I'll say that at least in this specific instance, future artists don't need to feel obligated to keep us abreast of their comings and goings. Any of those artists could have been going down to Liverpool, going to move to Alabama, or even going to bring a watermelon to my baby tonight. I'm not even completely averse to listening to someone who is going up the country. But if you're going to a go-go, just go already. Meanwhile, the rest of us can spend more lost time with rare tracks from the pride of Hoboken, New Jersey, the recently reunited Feelies. Also a lost 70s act called Stepson. And a great single from a 60s act you might not know that's a dead ringer for the original Pink Floyd. But I want to start out with a record out of Swansea, Wales, the Poo Sticks, who wrote and recorded songs about being fans of pop music, and they made all kinds of really neat records, box sets and flexi discs and five-inch records, 7-inch records, 10-inch records, weird releases that so catered to collectors that the whole thing was really like a gigantic in-joke, which it kind of was. But what made it also enduring is that their records happen to be really good. Here's one particularly good one from 1991's Great White Wonder LP. This is Sweet Baby James.
Who loves you so much? Who who loves you so much, who loves you so much, who loves you so much, who loves you so.
Cape Cod, Massachusetts, as the Freeze, kind of punk rock legends. They formed in 1978. That song is from 1984, from an LP called Land of the Lost. Technically still a band, by the way, after 32 years. And now the Feelies. The Feelies got back together a couple years ago and have played around quite a bit. And their first two records were reissued with some bonus tracks. So I thought it'd be nice to spin a couple of really worthy tracks that didn't make that cut. You know, when they added bonus songs and stuff, they didn't include these. So here's a couple of really good cover tunes by the Feelies.
Yeah.
That's two from the Feelies from original records that have been left off of recent reissues. If you bought Crazy Rhythms, you got a code inside that lets you download a live version of them covering Jonathan Richman's I Want to Sleep in Your Arms, but not this studio version that came out on a promo 12-inch on A&M in 1991, and the flip side had that Neil Young cover, Barstool Blues. I think reissues these days seem to be kind of feast or famine. But you know what's not? Our sponsor. It seems like just about every week I get at least one email, just like this one. Dear Rick, every show you say that modern age brownies are delicious and nutritious. How can this be? By the way, love the music. Big fan, Richard Fetter, Fort Lee, New Jersey. Well, that's a great question. I've asked it myself and got the best answer from intern Zip, who didn't give a technical answer so much as just share his personal experience. One of the reasons, you know, he started over at the New Generation Baking Company was because he loves so much baked treats like brownies, cookies, and that sort of stuff. So inevitably, he's not a petite sort of guy. He's what you might say is sort of normal for an American in his early 20s. Decent health, but carrying a few extra pounds. And since he's young, he's casual. You know, he's never paid too much attention to the whole thing. Well, once anybody starts helping out at New Generation, it isn't easy to resist digging into the modern age brownies. But wouldn't you know, about 3 weeks into Zip's internship, he found himself down 9 pounds. And his mom was the first to comment. "You look good," she said. "I think all the brownies agree with you." And he laughed and he said, "Well, they're so good, you don't care about much else." And I think that's the key. He's eating the brownies and not so much any other junk food. You know, people say all the time, everything in moderation. But what they don't often say enough is, make it count. You know, I think once these brownies are available in stores, you're going to find yourself looking forward to enjoying them in a way that gives you the willpower to live the rest of your life the way you've always wanted to but didn't think you could. So they're delicious, nutritious, and even surreptitious. Modern age brownies, just you wait and see. Now, back to the music. It seems as if there have been a few bands called Kaleidoscope, but I really love this one. They were from West London in the mid-60s, and they made a couple of LPs. The first one from 67 was called Tangerine Dream. I don't know if the German band took their name from that at all, but on a lot of the songs on that record, Kaleidoscope sound a lot like Pink Floyd, which makes a lot of sense for the time. And there are songs on there with names like Jenny Artichoke and Dive Into Yesterday, and there's one called Please Excuse My Face. And not all of it is awesome, but it's not like a big silly psychedelic joke, and it's not all so derivative that it's irrelevant. It's really pretty good. And I feel guilty choosing this first single here because it's one of the funnier tracks. It just because it plays really just like an early Pink Floyd lift. But there's no denying its quality despite its lack of originality. So from 1967, this is Kaleidoscope, A Dream for Julie.
The tangerine lizard turns purple for Julie.
Mexican clowns are all dancing for bells on their ankles that peal out alone. Strawberry monkeys are smiling for Julie with well-buttoned eyes that reflect velvet clouds. Can you hear them smiling? You see them smiling. You feel them. Bubble drops upwards and comes down for Julie, while spotlight is dancing and drinking rose wine. Can
1974, that was Stepson. They were from Portland. They were playing dumb with this kind of Stooges meets Aerosmith thing. Everyone in the band were virtuoso studio musicians who played on records by Carole King and James Taylor and Sean Cassidy. And so they could do anything, and they were in that process of figuring out what they were going to be. They had a good buzz in LA, but promotion and timing was a little off with the rest of the country. So they only made one record and never really got the chance to develop beyond that. That tune was Ruling the Book. And there's a bunch of songs on that record that I could play. And it's not easy to choose which one. If ABC Dunhill had let them develop, they could have gotten even better. That's a really good record. There's time for one more. This is Everclear.
Everclear. I hate waking up, means I have to die again tonight. 35 years old, I'm still sleeping outside. I know your face, I don't really wanna know your name. I won't give in, I'm not like that. I won't give in. It's Christmas Eve, that don't mean nothing to me. Just another fucked up day, just another waste of my time. Yeah, I'm...
my wife's laughing at me now.
Oh, I won't give in, I'm not like that. Won't give in to you. Like you think you're tough. I was just like you, more proud than you can know. You think you pity me? I'll kick your ass if you pity me. I won't give in, I'm not like that. Won't give in to you. College boy, act like you think you're tough. I won't give in, man, I'm not like that. Thanks.
Everclear with Loser Makes Good acoustic, recorded at home in Portland, Oregon for a holiday radio special in 1997. As always, thanks for listening. This week's program was researched by Barry Deep and engineered by Gloria Sound. The show's executive produced by our own Tony nominee. There's a lot more good songs on the Stepson record. Suggest an artist that you'd like to hear music by at morelosttime@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the show using iTunes, Yahoo, Google, Feedcatcher, or your favorite similar RSS client. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program, and that's the sound of More Lost Time.